your urine should never be thick in any way.
It should be, though. That's the sign of a man.
Okay.
A loud, thick, ropey piss stream.
I do get the like volume thing. Like if you've
it speaks to the diameter of your pee hole.
Right, but that's all it speaks to. People say like, oh,
you then infer the thickness, the girthiness of your whole wang based on the pee hole. But
yeah,
I mean, so scientifically they're not correlated.
No, so that's the thing. Like people will be like, oh, if he pees loud, he's got a big dick, right? But all, like you said, all it means is that you've got a big pee hole. But you could have a tiny dick and still have a big pee hole, right?
I mean, what a terrible fate, but yeah, technically, yes. But no, it's because, like, have you ever heard a horse piss?
Yeah.
It's like a fucking water cannon. And look at the size of their dicks.
Yeah.
That's where we get the idea.
Well, they're also, like, way high up off the ground.
Like, they're not any higher than our dicks are higher than a horse's.
The our tip, dicks are not higher than a horse dick.
The tip, by the time their dick starts higher and ends lower. Seriously,
I don't know. I feel like horses are taller than you think.
No, but their dicks are so long, dude. They're like 2 feet long. That's what you're not accounting for.
I guess I'm not as
back to the ground. They have
familiar enough. How the hell did we get onto this?
They're longer on the top and bottom.
I really don't want to talk about horse dicks anymore.
Well, you brought us here.
I did not.
Now we're locked in.
My next question should bring you back to the late 90s and early 2000s.
Back to the past.
Back when the only way to watch something on TV was to know what time of day it was on and what day of the week. For example,
what a fucking tortured existence and stupid, sick, self-imposed hell we put ourselves through. Can't even believe that bullshit.
Do you remember any show times other than The Simpsons at 8 on Sundays? Because that's the only one that I remember.
That's a good pull. Global TV.
Yeah.
Channel 3, baby.
But also Fox, same time, same day.
Okay. Yeah, I have some Fox after school schedules still memorized. I believe 4 o'clock was Spider-Man. And then after that, that's all I cared about. No, there'd be like Spider-Man and then something, and then Rugrats would come on, and that's when I'd be angry.
You hated Rugrats, eh?
Yeah. That's when I'd start hitting my sister. Rugrats made me do it.
You could probably blame childhood violence on Rugrats, even if you were a fan of it, because they did a lot of adventuring.
Yeah.
That's not my question, though. My question is today's version of TV watching, binge watching, is that better or worse for our health than scheduled television?
Oh, it's so much worse. I mean, we enjoy it way more. I've consumed so many fucking series binge style that I have no idea that I even watched them.
I was hoping that we would get to this. I will forget entire seasons of shows because of this new watching paradigm.
Yes.
And that can't be good. It can't be good to lose whole chunks of your life like that.
Nope.
So I think we should go back to scheduled TV.
No, not scheduled. It should still be on demand, but you're only allowed to demand one episode a week.
Okay, so sort of the way we came full circle with cell phones to the point where now we have screen time and apps to limit our use because it's...
Uh-huh.
So basically what's happening is we're making things too good, and then we are forced to limit ourselves in a false way because we make everything so awesome these days.
Yep.
Including TV. So you would have it so you could only watch, what, one or two episodes at a time?
You can watch one episode of per series per week. Wow. And if you want to watch more, you have to write an essay on the episode that you watched.
Why are we encouraging terrible essays to be out in the world?
It's because you have to prove that you thought about it.
Okay, I see. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, the old test was like talking about it around the water cooler with your friends, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's how you sort of remembered things back then, I guess. It's funny, though, how extremely archaic that seems when you propose it as like a limit on today's Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Like you can only watch one at a time. Like, what the fuck? This is so stupid. Why did they make this rule? But then you have to remember that that's how it was.
Uh-huh.
Like there was no limiting. They just literally only put one out a week. And it was on top of that, it was only at a certain time.
Yeah. And it sucked on top of that.
Plus there were commercials.
Yeah. TV was so awful.
but it wasn't that bad. Like people still watched it. The same percentage of the population watched TV back then.
Yeah, I know. They didn't know any different.
We just put up with all that stuff.
I mean, probably in another 50 years, they'll be looking at Netflix being like, oh my God, can you believe we used to have to binge every episode and we couldn't just have it just downloaded, just have the plot downloaded into our cortex like instantly? Or just spend hours on the couch watching that fucking shit?
The bandwidth of it will astound people.
Yeah.
Like we just took in data so slow back then.
Yeah.
That we had to watch it in real time. Can you imagine watching it in real time?
Oh my God. Why don't I just fucking write the show myself?
What is your most shameful binge session? Not necessarily show, but like maybe length of time or time of day.
Well, okay, yeah, I can combine all three of those into me watching all three seasons of Jessica Jones all while the sun was down over the course of like maybe two nights.
Yeah.
Because it's not that good.
This is what I'm talking about as far as healthy goes.
I couldn't stop.
Like other people do this, right? It's not just us that stay up all night sometimes watching stuff.
Not necessarily all night, but... People definitely get their binge on for days at a time.
How long have you been into just one show and binging one show? I ask because I'm on week three of Survivor. I've only watched Survivor.
Yeah, you're so sad. You're so deep in the Survivor hole.
Can I tell you about how I'm watching Survivor? Because it's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
There are 38 seasons of Survivor, okay?
Okay.
The way we're watching it is we watch season one, and then we watch season 38, and then we watch season two, and then we watch season 37. We're working our way from the outside in.
So basically, you're working your way towards mediocre.
Yes, exactly.
Was season 16 the peak? Like in the Survivor community, do they refer to 16 as the golden year?
So... I can answer this because I am now part of the Survivor community.
I know, you're way too fucking deep.
I have been going on the Survivor subreddit, so I know a lot about what they talk about. First of all, they're all very negative about Survivor. It doesn't seem like they like Survivor in that subreddit at all.
I can only imagine.
But they're huge fans. And there's the modern era of Survivor and the old, whatever they call the original era.
Survivor Classic.
Yeah. And the split is like it's like around the middle. It's like season 20-ish. They used to be much more slow paced. They used to actually do a lot of surviving and a lot of showing them building fires or trying to build fires, trying to find food, blah, blah, blah. Modern era Survivor is just like you go to Fiji. You're on an island. They do have to survive, but they don't show any of it because everyone who goes on the show now is good at it. Like they don't struggle to make fire really, or like struggle to find food or eat. The other thing is
they still have to do that though. They don't give them any food.
They give them a lot of modern era episodes, they start on a boat with a bunch of supplies and they have to basically abandon ship. And so they can take, there's like chickens and bananas and stuff. Like they take food and swim in.
There's live chickens on the boat.
Yeah.
They have to swim chickens in.
Yeah. They get a, they get a raft.
I might have to watch this.
And they basically, they'll throw supplies overboard onto the raft and then the whole tribe gets on the raft and paddles it in. And then that's whatever they manage to gather in the 3 minutes or whatever on the boat. That's what they get to start with. But they always run out of food pretty quickly. And then
that's disappointing. I was picturing a guy like treading water with a chicken in each hand.
I mean, you will see stuff like that for sure.
I have been binging some reality TV as of my own.
Okay.
Did you watch Hyperdrive yet?
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have not binged it, but because I had to go back to Survivor, but I did watch two or three episodes.
I hate to even call it reality television because it's hyper reality.
Is it real? Like, I don't know if I would call it reality TV either.
Is it a game show? Like, I don't know.
It's more a game show or a race.
Yeah.
Like it's a competition.
Yeah. It's American Ninja Warrior for cars.
Yeah, basically. It's kind of a wild concept.
Like, it's amazing, and I can't believe like it hasn't been done yet.
I mean,
until now.
It seems like a lot of money and a lot of liability, and that's probably why it hasn't been done yet.
It is probably a lot of money. But like when they talk about all the drivers' credentials and stuff, it's like there are races happening apparently. We're not hip to the community.
Yeah. So maybe we should explain what it is. It's basically like stunt drivers. It's like drifters. You know how there's like a drifting community?
It's a Fast and the Furious style drift race with targets and precision driving obstacles.
Oh, you've actually memorized the intro.
They actually describe it as like in the show as Fast and the Furious style race.
So when I watched the trailer...
I'm sure Vin Diesel got paid for that show.
When you sent me it and I watched the trailer, I thought they were all going to be simultaneously on the track.
I know. I had that thought too. And I was like, losing my mind.
Yeah.
There is a head-to-head when they get to the finals, but they're still on separate tracks that are parallel.
Yeah. I kind of want them to be on the same track.
I want them so bad to race at the same time and have guns and fire.
You want Mad Max?
Yeah, I want Twisted Metal.
Yeah,
meets Fast and the Furious meets F1.
Yeah. All right. Anyways,
did you have like peak Mario Kart years? Did you have career aspirations of maybe perhaps being a drift racer as an adult? Because I absolutely did.
I got a speeding ticket as a teenager. After watching a Fast and the Furious movie, like I left the theater,
that was the end of,
and
your
immediately got
career.
A speeding ticket.
You tried to pull some quarter mile shit in your parents' van, and
literally turned my parents' Hyundai Elantra. Literally turned out of the parking lot, floored it down this like side street, and there was a cop right there, and he's like, "What are you doing?"
I'm going to jump the tracks, officer. Are we not allowed to check out our quarter mile times here anymore?
I forget what I said, but I couldn't be like, oh, I just watched a movie where there was fast driving.
Hold on, sir. Let me explain. Do you know a gentleman named Vin Diesel? He would have been so unknown at the time.
I think he let me off with a warning. I've only ever gotten one speeding ticket for real, and I've been pulled over, I think, 4 times, and the other 3 were warnings.
Wow. You must have a really pretty mouth.
I just start to cry.
This episode is brought to you by coat hangers. Do you get the thick ones? Do you get the fuzzy ones? Do you get the ones made of wood?
Just not the plastic ones.
Those are terrible. Oh. They break and they'll stab you.
Disgusting. Okay, here's another one from Reddit. Question is, what makes you say, God, I hate people?
You mean what doesn't?
You're a hateful person, so this might be tough for you to pick your top things, but let me get you started.
I saw this thread too, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay. Did you read
it? I know
it?
Littering was one of the top
That's
ones.
That's what I was going to say. Littering was the top, and also, I just want to say that I very much agree with the littering one.
Yeah, I hate litter bugs.
I have never done the thing where someone throws something out of their car and then you throw it back in, but I've always wanted to.
Yeah, that would be really satisfying.
I just have never had the opportunity.
You have to ride a motorcycle to pull that one off.
Yeah, yeah. I saw someone throw something out of their car at a gas station once, just like out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he pulled away before I could do anything about it.
Yeah.
Other than stew in my anger. Like, why? Like, it's like, literally, there's a garbage can at every pump. You pulled away from the pumps, threw your garbage out the window, and then kept driving.
Yeah. It's fucked.
So frustrating. One time when I was a kid, this was like after we had been lectured about littering in school. And I was walking with my dad and we were walking beside the woods and he threw an apple core into the woods and I started crying.
Someone had given you the recycling speech without the biodegradable speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No, that can happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come out of order.
I was just like, you're a litterer? How could you? The world is dying.
Oh, man. My dad, he's a self-employed landscaper, and he had some hired help one time. This gentleman happened to be from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were driving to work one time, and his dude threw like an empty cigarette pack out the window.
Right.
And my dad like had to stop the car, go back, make him get it.
So your dad is a champion.
Culturally shame him.
Mine is destroying it one apple core at a time.
That's right.
Okay. Question is, what makes you say I hate people though? Littering obviously top of both of our
lists.
When
people make me pick up my litter.
What is actually on your list other than littering?
When people dance.
At all?
I was just at a wedding last weekend.
Yeah.
And there was so much awful dancing.
Yeah.
So I was going to say when people dance at weddings, but then I just left it at when people dance because I tried to picture a positive dance scenario.
And you couldn't?
No.
Does it bother you less when they're like good dancers?
Yeah, I actually really appreciate like a good trained dancer.
I saw
So You Think You Can Dance is one of my favorite reality shows.
I have a really good other Reddit thread for this. I saw on Am I the Asshole a woman ask if she was the asshole for dancing well at her sister's wedding.
Yes. But yeah, in that scenario, you are the asshole.
So
that is not the place for to show off your trained talents.
So she's like a trained dancer and so is her boyfriend, right? And they were like dancing really well at the wedding. And everybody in the comments was like, yeah, like just what you said. It's not the place for it. Like you're not supposed to, it's not a performance, right?
We're just here to have a good time.
Eventually it comes out in the comments that they were doing like lifts and shit. Like it wasn't just good dancing. It was like full on routines with like throwing their partner around and all that stuff. And everyone was like, you're definitely the asshole. And like, what are you talking about? You can't be doing lifts at a wedding.
Like, so they probably had to like be like, get back.
Yeah.
Everybody clear us some fucking floor space here.
What a dick move.
DJ. Hey, you got that CD I gave you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spin that shit. They were obviously swing dancers, right?
Yeah. I
mean, all the most annoying fucking throwing happens in swing dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, she was the asshole.
Whoa!
because that was your impression of swing dancing with a throw.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that was pretty obvious. I don't know that you needed to explain it.
Okay. That's a good one. Dancing. What else makes you say, God, I hate people?
Listening to music on the bus. That even if it's either your headphones are too fucking loud, or you're that same gentleman and you're having a phone conversation on speakerphone on right. the bus.
Yes. Yes. That's a good one too. Definitely a good one. How about if someone's walking in front of you and they make no effort to hold the door, like not even like a tap it so you can get through. They just drop it right on your face.
I don't care about doors. I do want every slow walker to die.
Okay, yeah.
I want them to slow walk their way out of a fucking furnace.
You mean into a furnace?
No. I want them to start in the center of a furnace and die because they can't walk out fast enough.
You're a very fast walker, though. So do you give people some leeway? Like, if they're making an effort to walk fast, does that count?
Sure. If I pass you, I better see sweat. I better see beads of sweat on your brow, or else I'm donkey kicking you.
Does it matter if they're taking up the whole sidewalk or not? Like, do you them when they're taking up the whole sidewalk? If they're on the side, is that fine?
Yeah. I mean, okay, if you're an old lady and you're making your personal top speed,
yeah,
then I'm not mad. Right. But if you're an able-bodied person who's like walking, looking at their phone or some shit,
yeah,
or you can't fucking decide which way you want to cross at the intersection, yeah, so you're wobbling back and forth as I'm trying to fucking make my beeline through the crowd, then that's an issue. But yes, taking up the whole sidewalk, like walking three people wide,
that's another.
You see me coming,
yeah,
and it's like, okay, I'll just stop. I do this all the time. I just stop in the middle of the sidewalk and I'm like, you figure out what's going to happen here. Because I feel like you want me to move off this entire walkway and yeah, fuck you.
This is reminding me of the fact that I think my road rage has gotten worse in the last couple of years. I'm not sure if Toronto drivers are getting worse or if I'm just having less and less patience as I get older. But,
well, both.
Stupid things, people doing stupid things on the road are one of the things that make me say I hate people.
Yeah, actually, I did have a question on my list that was worst traffic infringements, most rage, rage-inducing traffic infringements.
Here's one that I would have put on that list, except I've now gotten past the point of anger, and I can only laugh when it happens. So it escalated in anger for a long time. And then now it's just like, whatever. And it's, I get honked at a lot because I'm at the front of the intersection trying to turn right. And there's pedestrians. Uh-huh. So I can't go. Mm-hmm. And people behind me are honking like, make your turn.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get so angry. Like, do you want me to run people over? Like, yeah. I almost want to run these people over, get out of my car and be like, look what you did. Like, yeah.
I think you should do that at least one time just to send a message.
The problem is I have to punish a poor pedestrian to send my message.
Or many.
Yeah.
Often many. Which brings me to my my next thing that makes me hate people, which is pedestrians.
In general.
Seriously, like, I hate the design of how fucking intersections work, especially in like as busy a place as downtown Toronto, where they're, you know, you want to turn, but that's the time for pedestrians to go in the way.
Yeah, there's literally no time for you to go and as then, a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've started doing it where the pedestrian sign goes before the light changes and then the light changes. And I think that's so that the car has time to go, but when it's too busy, it doesn't matter. I saw a comment on Reddit about this. It was in the Toronto subreddit, so it was about specifically Toronto drivers, etc. And it was just like, he was like, we just as a society have no respect for other people on the road in any format, like whatever format you're in, you don't respect other people in that same format or the people who are in a different one.
100% correct. When I'm biking, I'm like,
yeah,
rights for cyclists.
Yeah.
When I'm in a car, I'm like, get off my fucking road, you slow piece of shit.
Yeah.
I will run you over.
So a good example of this is pedestrians walking when the hand is flashing. Stop. Like, you're not supposed to start a street crossing when that hand is flashing.
No.
But nobody in the history of Toronto in the last 50 years has stopped when that hand is flashing.
Yeah. Same. It's like stopping on yellow. Like, in Toronto, yellow means fucking make it through, buddy. Fucking step on the gas because it's about to be red.
Yeah. So there's just like a distinct lack of regard for other people, and that causes all the problems. And you can't fix it alone because you just get honked at or screamed at. It's like there's unwritten rules. Like, yellow means go faster, flashing hand means jog, maybe to show that you're trying.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Here's another hate point. If I'm driving and you're crossing the street, and it's like the hand is flashing, or even if it's not, if you're taking your fucking time,
I don't care
how many seconds is left on the crosswalk countdown, you fucking show me that you're making an effort. I want to see on your face that you're crossing in a reasonable time.
So what you should do, the my societal expectation is that you do the little jog, like you sort of take one quick step, and then you can sort of walk as fast as you want after
That's acceptable.
You just have to indicate that you see the other person and you're trying to be respectful of their time.
Two quick steps. Maybe you kind of reach for your knee and act like you heard it.
Yeah.
And that buys you some slow walking.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously the real solution is that we like all go back to driving school and be more respectful of each other, but
no. The solution is we don't have like three fucking modes of transportation, four sharing the same fucking space. Like,
I feel like we might be like beating this topic into the ground, but on the same note, cyclists not acting like cars, like choosing whether they're a pedestrian or a car based on the situation.
You always take the best of both worlds as a biker.
So infuriating.
And I mean, I think bikes should have an elevated like path for just bikes, and then people can walk on ground level.
Yeah.
Cars go underground.
Wait.
Buses go under them.
Then there's
like a submarine system. Like, once we reach the water table level, then we have like light rail under submarine
in tubes.
Tube travel,
That's not a bad solution, although you've given all street level surfaces to pedestrians, so we need a lot more pedestrians to fill that space out.
No, it's just, well, more people will want to walk because it'll be less crowded.
Yeah.
And also we don't have just fucking cars everywhere running us down.
I think it might be more efficient to put the pedestrians raised or underground because we already have all the roads.
No, because all the shit we need to get to all the shit is on level one. So that's where we want to be eventually. Like, ultimately we need to go into a place on the ground.
Right. Okay.
So
I really feel that you should draw this up and present it at city council.
I'm sure Elon's already way ahead of me.
Yeah, he already has tubes.
That's it. That's his response when people ask him when the flying cars are coming. He's like, flying cars are stupid.
Yeah.
There's nothing up there to hold us. We can make levels underground out of the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah, that's fair. I've heard people say that like we shouldn't be upset that there aren't flying cars because we have much better stuff. But the problem is
we do have flying cars.
The problem is we were sold a vision of skies filled with cars and it never came.
Mm-hmm. And now we need to hold Walt Disney responsible financially and posthumously physically. We need to imprison his corpse.
Didn't he freeze his head?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. So he'll wake up in jail.
Yeah.
That's actually a good point. Like, anybody who freezes themselves, by the time they come out of freezing, society's
criminal.
Society has changed enough that you're in jail.
So